Mashallah, come closer, my dear brothers. Come closer for a short while, inshallah, for the fikr of deen. Come closer, mashallah. The closer we sit, inshallah, the more Allah Ta'ala unites our hearts. Allah give us the correct understanding of what is being said, inshallah. Come closer, mashallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil al-kareem amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, my respected ulama ikram, elders and friends. All praise and thanks to Allah Rabbul Izzat who has blessed us with this wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect Iman. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many bounties, many favors, with many ni'mats. We try to count the favors of Allah upon us, my dear brothers. We cannot count the favors of Allah. Daily we are drenched and drowning in the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The air that we breathe, the food that we eat, our limbs that we have, our eyes that we can see, all these are bounties and ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat, my dear brothers. The fact that last night we went to sleep, my dear brothers, and this morning that we woke up, there are many people who went to sleep last night, my dear brothers, and this morning they never wake up. Just this week, in this week over here, my brothers, Tuesday night after we finished Mashura, one of our friends, one uncle, he phones me, speaking to him, talking to the uncle, haven't seen him for Ramadan. Uncle, how are you, uncle? How are you keeping? Say, Alhamdulillah, I'm well. Spoke to him at 9:15 on Tuesday night. On Wednesday night, 9:15, we're standing and putting him, making his janazah. This is the reality of life, my dear brothers. Today we are here and tomorrow we are gone, my dear. So we have to make shukr to Allah for all that Allah has blessed us. Today people complain and complain and complain, my dear brothers. But how many is there to make shukr? Allah is saying in Quran, reminding us, make shukr. Allah will increase your bounties and ni'mats. And we are from ulama, one of the greatest ni'mas that Allah has blessed us. Allah has given us this wealth of Iman, my dear brothers. Allah has given us this wealth of Iman. We look in the life of Sahaba, my dear. Sahaba had many great qualities in their life. The ulama ikram have shown us this certain qualities. You see, these qualities, if we bring it into our life, then our life will become more valuable. We know today everything is determined on qualities. A person buys a car. You can buy one car for 50,000 and you can buy another car for 5 million. Both are cars, both have wheels, both will take you from A to B. But what's the difference between the one for 50,000 and the one for 5 million? The qualities that they possess, probably electric windows, heated seats, etc., etc. A person buys a cell phone. You can buy a cell phone for 300 rand, or you can buy a cell phone for 20,000 rand. What's the difference? Both can make calls, but one has more features and more qualities, which makes it more expensive. Like that insan also, that how we can bring qualities. Our ulama ikram and elders are saying that today we have to bring qualities, these six qualities that have been spoken, and one is to speak it, but one is to bring it into our life, my dear brothers. These six qualities, when we learn it, they come out in the path of Allah, we learn these qualities, but these qualities we have to implement in our life. It's not only in the path of Allah. For example, a man is opening a business, a person opens a business, these six qualities have to come into his business. At first he has to be conscious of Allah. He has to know that Allah is watching me. That in my business, whatever I'm doing, Allah is watching me. Allah is looking at me. That I have to follow the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That nothing I do in my business must be contrary to the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the time of Salah, I have to go for my Salah. I have to have that knowledge, my dear, that knowledge, what pertains to my business. What is halal, what is haram. That this product over here is haram, I can't sell it in my business. This product is doubtful, I can't keep it. A person has to be conscious of Allah Ta'ala at all times. And fulfilling the rights, that these are my employees, how I have to fulfill the rights. That these are my manufacturers or my suppliers, how I have to fulfill their rights. And the person has to, whatever we do, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That this business is being, have made the correct intention, that I'm doing this to please my Allah Ta'ala. And my dear, that wealth that he's earning, and how I can use it to establish the deen of Allah. How that money that I'm making, to make that intention, that this business that I'm doing, through this business, how deen can come alive, my dear. So these qualities have to come into our life. One is to speak about them, but one is to implement them in our life. And the first Allah is saying is Iman. To bring that quality of Iman, that yaqeen, that conviction. That all of us, Alhamdulillah, all of us got Iman. There's no doubt of it. All of us, Alhamdulillah, got Iman. But one is to live with Iman and one is to die with Iman. And the ultimate goal of every believer is that how we can leave this world with Iman. There are two people. One person got money. Both say we got money. One got 10 rand and one got 10,000 rand. What the man can do with 10 rand and what the man can do with 10,000 is two different things. We all got Iman, but what is the level of our Iman? Is our Iman driving us to the commands of Allah? Is our Iman making us to wake up for Fajr in the morning? Is our Iman bringing us onto the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So this is why it's so important to make effort. One is no doubt we got iman, but one is we have to increase and make effort on iman. And what is the effort of iman? Is that we have to give da'wat, to speak about the greatness of Allah. That Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Malik, Allah is Razik. That everything and only everything in this world happens to the will of Allah. That nothing can happen without the will of Allah. That the rain falling every day is falling to the will of Allah. That every drop that is falling with the permission of Allah. Every drop that is falling is in the knowledge of Allah. That every leaf on every tree is in the knowledge of Allah. That every leaf that is falling is in the knowledge of Allah. How many times that leaf will fall, where it will fall, in the knowledge of Allah. That every plant that is growing is in the knowledge of Allah. That every animal that is roaming, or every insect, or any being that is roaming on the face of the earth, in the knowledge of Allah. If there is a small ant under a black rock on a dark night, that ant is in the knowledge of Allah. Allah knows the needs of that ant. Allah is controlling that ant, my dear brothers. This yakin has to come that everything is in the control of Allah. Allah is Khaliq, my dear brothers. Allah is the creator of everything. Whatever we see around us, Allah is created. Man cannot create. If you give man nothing and say there's nothing, now make something, he cannot make anything. He has to have ingredients to make something. To make a building, he has to have brick, stone, plaster, whatever, water. These are all the means from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created, my dear brothers. Allah is Khaliq, Allah is the owner, Allah is Malik, my dear brothers. Allah is the owner of everything. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Allah. One day a man will leave, and a man will leave, you'll see that everything he'll leave behind. When a person passes away, what we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Allah we return, my dear brothers. So everything in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razik, my dear brothers. Allah is feeding the entire creation. Whether it's the birds in the sky, the thousands or the hundreds of thousands or the millions of birds that we are seeing, my dear brothers, throughout the whole world, Allah is feeding them, my dear brothers. In the oceans, the different types of fish, Allah is feeding them. Thousands and thousands of fish, my dear brothers, Allah is feeding them. The animals in the jungle, who is feeding? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The insects, all the insects throughout the world, who is taking care of them, my dear brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, Allah is taking care of you and me, my dear brothers. That our risk is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the shop, it's not the job, it's not, these are just the means, the asbab. How many times you saw, I give the example of one of my friends had a shop. His father owned the shop. His father battled. After some time, he bought the shop from his father. When he bought the shop from his father, the shop became extremely busy. Extremely busy. He said, his words to me were, Allah has opened the floodgates. The exact same shop in the same place, same selling the same products. He said, Allah opened the floodgates for me. The shop became so busy, he made so much of money, he sold the business. The next person bought the business, not even 6 months and the business closed down. The same business, the same product, the same place. Who is the one who is doing risk? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is doing, my dear brothers. And today, my dear brothers, every person is looking for success, peace of mind, contentment, happiness. Allah has kept this only in the life of Rasulullah s.a.w. No other lifestyle, no other pattern will be accepted except the lifestyle of Rasulullah s.a.w. My dear brothers, we have to, as was mentioned last night, is that one is we have to have immense love of Rasulullah s.a.w. And one is we have to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi s.a.w. That we have to make a constructive effort in our life. That these are the sunnahs of Nabi s.a.w. How can I implement this in my life? Keep on reminding ourselves, keep on in my dear, making fikr. Allah will let it come. Those sunnahs which we have the ability to practice upon that. Allah will give us tawfiq to practice upon those sunnahs we don't have the ability, my dear. Allah will give us the ability to practice upon the sunnahs. One sunnah, we have to have such yaqeen, such conviction, that one sunnah of Nabi s.a.w. is more valuable than this whole world and whatever it contains. We have to have such yaqeen belief that this is the value of the sunnah of Nabi s.a.w. The making the miswak, entering the masjid with the right foot, entering the toilet with the left foot. These are all sunnahs of Nabi s.a.w. that we have to bring into our life, my dear brothers. And my dear brothers, after iman, the first thing on the day of Qiyamah is our salah, my dear brothers. Salah is a means of drawing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba, my dear brothers, when they given this gift of salah, they knew immediately that whatever their needs were, they turned directly to Allah. Alhamdulillah, we are performing our salah. But one is the quality of our salah. Today, everything in the world is quality control. So like this, our salah, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we are performing. But what is the level? We hear from ulama ikram, they say that salah has two levels, my dear brothers. One is the highest level and one is the lowest level. The highest level, I'm reading salah as though I'm seeing Allah and I'm speaking to Allah. And the lowest level, my dear, is that Allah is looking at me and Allah is seeing me. Have we made effort on that salah? Then one is alhamdulillah, we are content, we are performing salah. But have we made an effort to increase the quality of our salah? For this we have to go to ulama. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us in this country. When you travel to other countries, you see, there are not so many ulama. We are blessed in this country. Allah has blessed us with so many ulama ikram. This is a great ni'mat of Allah, my dear friends. We have to go and take benefit from our ulama. It's a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to the ulama ikram, my dear. They'll be so happy. They won't get cross. They'll become so happy that, Mawlana, I make my ghusl in this manner, Mawlana. Tell me, is my ghusl correct? Mawlana, I make wuzu like this, Mawlana. Tell me, is my wuzu correct? Because if our ghusl is not correct, then our wuzu is not correct. Ghusl is not correct, then our salah won't be correct. If our ghusl is not done properly, then how can our salah be accepted? Go to the ulama ikram, Mawlana, this is how I'm reciting. Is this correct, Mawlana? Mawlana, these are my postures, Mawlana. Please help me see if I'm reading correctly. We have to go to the ulama ikram and learn salah. And then when we'll make effort on the salah, then we'll see when we make Allahu Akbar, then it'll be like a different Allahu Akbar. Then we'll feel that, made how Sahaba felt. We read in the Fazail Amal, in the Fazail Sadaqah, how Sahaba, 2 rakat namaz, whole night, my dears. The Sahabi come from striving in the path of Allah, whole night in salah. We can't understand how is this possible. Because they made effort on the salah. And because they made effort, for them to stand whole night for 2 rakats was very, very easy, my dear brothers. For them, it was very, very easy because they had that enjoyment in salah. The salah is not a burden, but salah is there to remove every burden. Every person's worry is risk. Everybody, myself included, every person's worry, how am I going to get my daily bread, my risk? Risk is in salah, my dear. A person who reads 5 times daily salah, Allah will make his risk easy for him, my dear. So for this, we have to go to ulama and gain that knowledge. And then, my dear, students, ta'aleem. Our elders are stressing, my dear, this ta'aleem in our homes, ta'aleem in the masjid, my dear. This is the food for our ruh. Today, if a person doesn't eat food, my dear brothers, he'll not understand. One day he won't eat food, he'll feel a bit weak. Second day he don't eat food, he might get a bit sick. The third day he might even pass away, he might admit him in hospital. The fourth day he'll pass away. This is our physical body. What about our spiritual body? And our elders are saying the food for the spiritual body is the ta'aleem, my dear brothers. Alhamdulillah, in all the masajid, ta'aleem is taking place. The ta'aleem is that how much are we benefiting from the ta'aleem, my dear brothers? And then our elders are saying at home, create the environment in our home, my dear. Today in home, the people have so much of fight and so much of problems and so much children are disobedient and so much of wrongs. Our elders are given the prescription, my dear brothers, to start this ta'aleem in your home. I heard in one of the old worker programs that took place, there was an alim, a great alim from one of the Arab countries. So he came to one of the elders and he told the elder that, you know, I got a problem in my home. He said, what's the problem? He said, my wife doesn't want to perform salah. My wife, she only wants to go out. She doesn't want to cover her head. What should I do? So when I told him, start ta'aleem in your house. He said, you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. I got a major problem in my house here. She said, yeah, no problem. Start ta'aleem in your home. So anyway, he listened and he went. See, the first day he went home, he took out the kitab and he began to read the kitab over there. And the wife saw him. Immediately when the wife saw him, she took the children and she went and locked herself in the room. She locked herself in a room and put the TV full blast. He sat over there, the poor chap, he read a little bit, a few tears came out from his eyes. And he said, the next day again, he sat like this. Same thing, she took the children, she locked and she went in. On the third day, the same thing happened. He sat to a little talim over there, she took the children, she went and locked herself in the room. On the third day, Allah made it such that she had a hajjah, she needed to go relieve herself. So while he was sitting and reading, she walked past, she had to come out from the room, and she go to relieve herself. And as she went past, that words that he was reading had an effect on her heart. It had an effect on her heart. And immediately he says, within 3 days, Allah changed the heart. And after a few days, alhamdulillah, she started. And he came back and he gave the report. He said, alhamdulillah, Allah has changed the condition in my home. Today, unfortunately, we are looking for, you know, we want to implement the system of dunya in our deen, my dear. Today, the system of dunya, it has to be the brightest, it has to be the boldest, it has to be the loudest, it has to be the most expensive. Our elders have given us the prescription, my dear. We just have to follow this prescription, my dear, and we'll see benefit. And my dear friends, we have to love and respect every person. My dear brothers, today everybody in society is fighting. Everybody is, my rights, my rights, my rights. The wife is fighting, what about me? The parents are fighting, what about me? The employer is fighting, what about me? The employee is fighting, what about me? The suppliers are fighting, what about me? Everybody is worried about their rights, my dear brothers. And Sahaba showed us, my dears, that they not only fulfilled the rights of the next person, but they gave up their rights for the next person. They were ready to give up their rights. Imagine that Sahabi, my dear brother, that Sahabi, in that time, my dear, a goat's head was a delicacy. And somebody gives the goat's head to the Sahabi, my dear brother. He receives this goat's head. Imagine, their homes are not like our home, fridge, freezer, double freezer, everything fuller. He receives this here. He thinks to himself, you know what, man, I think my neighbor is more deserving. He needs it more than me. He sends it to his neighbor. And then his neighbor thinks the same thing. He sends it to neighbor until he goes right around and comes back to the first house, my dears. And these are Sahaba. They were more worried about, others than themselves. So we have to develop this in our, how, if we don't give up our rights, at least I can fulfill the rights of the next person. Or at least minimum, I do not break the rights of any person, my dears. Because on the day of Qiyamah, my dear brothers, a person will come with a lot of actions. A lot of salah, a lot of zakat, a lot of hajj, a lot of roza, a lot of actions. A person will come on the day of Qiyamah. But we said to him that you saw that person, you hurt that person, you insulted that person, you backbite about that person. Now all that good deeds that we worked so hard for, we made so much effort for all the good deeds, the good deed will take it from us and be given to the next person, my dear. Eh? And then when all our good deeds are finished, then all, and still if you're owing them, then all the evil of the others will be put upon us, my dear. What a loss that will be. How sad that will be. Like, you know, for us to understand, a person does business. For 1 year he does business, my dear brothers. He makes so much of profit, and all of a sudden he just loses everything. What a loss that is. This is an even greater loss, because this dunya is temporary. That is akhirat forever. So my dear brothers, we have to, how we can fulfill the rights of every person. And my dear, whatever action we do, no matter how big it is, no matter how small it is, whatever action we do in our life, my dear brothers, should be done solely for the pleasure of Allah. A person will do something, my dear brothers, to show somebody. It can be a small action. But if it's done for name and fame, my dear brothers, this will bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, a person can do a simple action, done for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. This can bring great reward. Abu Amir Sahib, once he taught us, he said that in order for us to bring this quality of ikhlas in our life, he said, every day do one action. Every day do one action, we only Allah and the Malaika can see us. Do one action every day. For example, he says you're going to a toilet to relieve yourself. After you relieve yourself, he says the jug is there. Fill the jug up for the next person. Nobody can see you. Only Allah can see you. You fill it up and leave it for the next person. You're leaving the masjid, no one can see you. Somebody's shoes are gone astray. Put the two shoes together with them for the pleasure of Allah. Every day we do this, my dear brothers, it'll create that in our heart, that whatever we do only for the pleasure of Allah. Then we see the bigger actions we do, automatically will come that we're doing for the pleasure of Allah. And my dear brothers, for this complete deen to come alive, my dear brothers, in the my life, your life, in the life of the entire mankind, we have to make sacrifice, my dear brothers. Yesterday we explained to the brother, he says, in the six qualities, for iman, salah, ilm and zikr, ikram, ikhlas, and da'wat ila Allah. The third quality is ilm and zikr. Why did he make ilm one point and zikr another point? Why did he make it ilm and zikr? Why ilm and zikr going together? So he says, one brother we heard from an alim mentioned very nicely, he says ilm is that knowledge that we possess, that knowledge of deen that we have. And zikr is that amal on that knowledge. He says ilm alone, if you have ilm alone, ilm alone, my dear, is no use. And amal alone without ilm is dangerous. For example, for us to understand, a person wakes up in the morning for Fajr, and he says, a person knows that he has to read Fajr Salah, but he doesn't read Fajr Salah. He got the ilm, he knows that to read 2 rakat sunnat and 2 rakat fard, this is the command of Allah for me to read Fajr Salah. But this person got the ilm, but he doesn't read the Fajr. Is there any use or any benefit of that knowledge? There's no benefit. On the other hand, you get a person who wakes up for Fajr Salah. He doesn't have the proper ilm, but he makes amal. So he says, no, I'll read 4 rakat sunnat and I'll read 4 rakat fard today. Will that Fajr Salah be accepted? Ask ulama ikram, my dear, cannot be accepted, my dear. So that is why, my dear, it's so important for us to have ilm. And with that ilm, we have to have amal on that. We have to have the proper knowledge. And with that proper knowledge, we have to have the amal on that knowledge. And my dears, for that ilm to become in amal, for that ilm to come into amal, our elders are saying, my dears, a person has to give sacrifice. When a person will give sacrifice, and a person will give qurbani, and a person will make effort and mujahada in this, my dears, then that ilm will come into amal, my dears. So for this, we are asked to come out in the path of Allah, to sacrifice our health, our wealth, and our time, my dears, for the pleasure of Allah, my dears. To sacrifice, how Sahaba sacrificed. Look at the life of Nabi Sallam, how Nabi Sallam sacrificed. What sacrifice? If a person will go and study the life of our beloved Nabi Sallam, my dear brother, Allah, a person will cry and cry. What sacrifice our Nabi Sallam went? Imagine Taif, my dear brother. Today a person will tell us, a person will tell us some few bad words. We'll become so upset with that person. We won't talk to that person. We want to look at that person. We don't want to make salam with that person, my dear brother. Imagine the beloved Nabi of Allah, I went to Taif. One is they mocked him, they insulted him, they jeered him, they ridiculed him. in front of everybody. And after doing that, they beat him, my dear brothers. And they threw stones on him until his Mubarak blood began to flow, my dear brothers. This is not an ordinary person, this is a Nabi of Allah. But why? So the woman can get hidayat. Imagine the daughter of Nabi Sallam, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, 6 months pregnant, and the spear is poked. Today something happens to our daughter. If our daughter phones in the middle of the night, Abba, I'm not feeling well. Whether 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, then the father will leave everything and he'll run. Because his daughter is not well. Imagine the beloved daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because of this deen, spear was poked in the belly. Immediately she lost that baby. And after this, my dear brothers, after a few years she passed away from that same wound. Imagine the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hamza radiallahu anhu. My dear brothers, not only they don't kill him, my dear brothers, they mutilated him, they cut his body, they cut open his body, they took out all his insides, my dear brothers. They say Nabi Sallam cried, they never saw Nabi Sallam crying like how he cried on that day, my dear brothers. For what, my dear brothers? In the valley of Abu Talib, my dear brothers, when the Muslims were banished, you see, you could hear the sounds of the crying, the sufferings. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, my dear brothers, to say to the sufferings of valley of the Abu Talib, she passed away, my dear brothers. Under so much of difficulty she went. She was such a support for Nabi Sallam. Imagine what the heart of Nabi Sallam was. But still they kept going, because they understood in front of them was a mission, my dear brothers. My dear brothers, today we see what is the condition of the Ummah, my dear brothers. Look on Eid day, my dear brothers. Eid day for the Eidgah. Hundreds of people, thousands of people, my dear brothers. We're not judging, but this is a reality. On the same day, Eid, look at the Masjid Asr. Look at the Masjid of Maghrib. Look at the Masjid at the time of Isha. Only one saf, two saf, my dear. What is the condition? This is a worry. It's not their fault, it's my fault. I didn't make effort. I didn't make sacrifice. I didn't make effort. I did not fulfill the work for which Allah Ta'ala has sent us. And now, as a saying, I say, this is a work, my dear. This is not a pastime. This is not something where, you know, if I get a chance, I'll do it. If I don't get a chance, I won't do it. This effort of Dawud, my dear, is the work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is our work. We being the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is our responsibility. It's our work that how we can fulfill this responsibility. How the deen of Allah can come alive in my life, my family, and the whole of mankind. And for this we have to sacrifice, my dear. We have to sacrifice until we finish ourselves, my dear. Finish ourselves for the sake of deen, my dear. Our life is passing, my dear. Today we are here, tomorrow we are gone, my dear. Let us pass this life in such a way that tomorrow, my dear, on the day of Qiyamah, we will see that all that sacrifice with Allah will use that, give us a means of such a najat in the hereafter, and such a means of reward being with Allah Ta'ala, my dear. And on the day Nabi Sallam will see us tomorrow on Qiyamah, Nabi Sallam will be happy that this is my ummati. He sacrificed so much for my deen, my dear brothers. So my dear, for this inshallah, we all have to make niyat inshallah. How we can make, one is to make, one niyat, we have to make a decision in our life. We have to make a decision that this work of Nabi Sallam is my work. I have to sacrifice, like how under a person understands, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm an engineer, I'm a businessman. He makes a decision in his life. At 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock, no one has to make his tashkil. He knows he has to wake up. If he doesn't wake up, everyone will become upset. So we have to make such a decision in our life that this work of Nabi Sallam is my work, inshallah. Come what may, whether the next person comes or doesn't come, I have to be there, my dearest. I have to make sacrifice. It'll be a means of me fulfilling this responsibility. And tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, when we meet our beloved Rasulullah, he'll be happy. He'll become happy with us, my dearest. That this is my ummati, he sacrificed for my deen. He did so much difficulty. We don't have to show anybody whatever difficulty we do for Allah's sake. But for this, my each one of us look in the heart. Worry about the next person. Myself, look into my heart. One of the elders from Johannesburg, at one istima we are sitting. So we asked him, Hazrat, give us some advice. So he says, go to every person and tell every person, take look into your heart and ask your heart, what is it that's stopping me from striving in the path of Allah? And then he says, tell him, make 2 rakat namaz, make dua to Allah. That Allah, all these people are going in the path of Allah. Why am I being deprived? Why am I being deprived of striving for the deen of Allah Ta'ala? My dear brothers, let us sacrifice this one life Allah gave us. Today we come to the masjid, we lose our shoes, tomorrow we can buy another pair of shoes. But this life Allah gave us is one life. We don't know when this life will expire. Let us make our life valuable in this world, my dear. So for this inshallah, who makes niyat and make decision, Ya Allah, accept me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept me to come out on your path. Stand up and give our names inshallah. 4 months inshallah. 4 months, mashallah. Those who have spent 4 months, 4 months pedal, and those who haven't spent 4 months, 4 months, Pakistan, mashallah. Mashallah, Allah accept, mashallah. What's Mullah's name? Bashir. Abdul Rashid, mashallah. Mullah Usama. What's Mullah's name? Mona Ahmed. Ahmed, Ahmed. Haji Ahmed Randy, Mona. Come, mashallah. Each one of us, Hafiz Ahmed Kadwa, mashallah, except mashallah. Molana Allah accept, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. Haji Mansa, Allah accept, inshallah. What's her name? Bilal. What intention? 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Mashallah. Swail, Allah accept. What's her name, babe? Hamza, Allah accept. Hamza, from Mountain Rise, mashallah, accept, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Hafiz Abdurrahman, inshallah. 4 months, Hafiz Abdurrahman, inshallah. Yaqub, inshallah, Allah accept, mashallah. Come, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Make the my dearest. Like, you know, when a person is getting married, when a person gets married, now he meets a girl, he sees a nice girl, then the parents go, they see, and they decide, no, mashallah, it's a good match. So say, when are you going to get married now? She say, we'll see you now. When the time comes, we'll see. You think they'll be happy? She say, no, no, we have to set a date. So like this, my dearest, we have made intention for 4 months, inshallah. Let us set a date, inshallah. You see, because shaitan will tell you that, you know, you must go, but not now. Definitely you have to go. He'll put it in our mind that you must go, but not now. So the first step, my dear, is we have to set a date. No matter what it is, when 1 month, 2 months, wherever, set our date, my dear. All of us set the date. In our heart and mind, set our date. I'm ready on this date. When we set the date, then Allah's help is with us. Ideally, it's for a person to come out cash, inshallah, immediately, inshallah. If it's coming in the heart, come out immediately, inshallah. But set the date, inshallah. And once we set the date, then Allah's help will come. And then we work towards this, inshallah. 40 days, who makes inshallah 40 days, inshallah? Come, inshallah, 40 days. Who else, inshallah? Everyone should stand up. Have the desire. Sahaba had the desire that how Allah can use me, mashallah. What's her name? Yusuf, inshallah. 40 days, inshallah. Nasruddin, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Who else, inshallah? 40 days in the path of Allah, my dear brothers. Mujtaba, Allah accept, mashallah. Ibrahim, Allah accept. Inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear. All of us. Sahaba, the youngster of Sahaba used to stand on the tiptoes. Oh, Nabi of Allah, accept me. Oh, Nabi of Allah, accept me. Intention is free. They say, unique is the affair of a believer. He says, on his intention, Allah gives him the reward. And then when he does the action, Allah multiplies and gives it back to him also. So make intention. It's the least we can do, all of us. Make intention. That Allah, accept me, inshallah. Allah, use me, Allah. Come, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. 40 days in the path of Allah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. Coming in the heart, inshallah. Don't let shaitan stop. No, shaitan was locked up now. He's out. He's free now. We know he's free now. So he's around. So let us break the back of shaitan, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Make niyat, inshallah. This is for Allah, my dear brothers. We'll all try, inshallah. Inshallah. All those brothers who got time, inshallah, who are out in the part of Allah, who got time left, inshallah, can come forward, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Time of shiraq, we perform our shiraq salah, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك